Shoot.
Yes, of course we save him.
Obviously. Well,
Leroy,
we gotta think it through. If we save him and kill the whole town, is that really better?
So we have to choose between our lives and his.
We can worry about the town later.
Which doesn't mean we should abandon it.
I know, but let's worry about Storybrooke after we save a life. Right, Whale, prep for surgery.
Anyone else notice he's drunk off his ass? Someone's looking for Greg. How long before they come here?
So this is our, fourth episode.
Yay! And we're gonna talk about the name of the brother!
Yay!
Anyways, let's start with that Greg dude person.
He can't just be normal, I mean, because they wouldn't do that. Would they?
You never know with the producers. It's the producers, okay? The producers are like bipolar when it comes to their work.
Yeah. So there's like a 3-week break now. How are we gonna survive that? And why are they doing it again this time?
Why?
Oh yeah, and last episode, sorry for all the swearing. I'll beep them out next time.
Yeah, I have a really bad problem with swearing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry for all our like viewers who are like pure-minded.
Sorry
about
that.
Well, then again, you watch Once Upon a Time. You're not really that pure-minded.
Yeah, they should have, like, not that one.
Yeah, but, like, if you think about it, the whole scene with, like, Hook just, like, killed them all if they knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the, podcast.
Greg guy.
Yeah. And I wonder who her is.
Yeah, her could be initials. I don't know if they... He might be, like, be some lazy person and didn't capitalize all of it. Just the first letter. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are that lazy. So, I rewatched the episode twice yesterday.
Dork.
Yeah. And, well, when Victor was talking to his father...
That part made me sad.
Okay, there's a lot of parts where he's talking to his father.
All of them made me sad.
Well, the one when he was... When he just saw that it was his brother. He's like, "You cut into your brother!" And then Victor's like, "The name Frankenstein will stand for life. Life, immortal, on this earth." Oh. Earth?
Earth.
Earth. That does not make sense. He's not from Earth.
Exactly. He's from Frankedomia.
There has to be some magic in there, because then Jefferson's hat wouldn't go there.
Exactly.
So it's magic science. What the hell?
Well, maybe he's just... Maybe it is magic, but they call it science because he doesn't want to admit that it's magic.
It's science. It's magic science. It's magic science.
Because in The Doctor, Rumpelstiltskin clearly stated that Jefferson's hat can only take them to land with magic. And he wanted to go to a land without magic.
You want the orb or not?
Why would anybody do that? You want the orb or not?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
We recap a lot. We recap a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
We even recap in class sometimes. The teachers just are like, "What the hell?"
Yep. So, you think that he has a family with her?
Yeah. Anyways, by the way, I hate Swan Captain with a violent, mad passion.
Sorry, Swan Captain.
I hate them so much together.
It's Captain Swan, by the way.
I don't care, Captain Swan, Swan Hook, whatever it's called. Wait, what did I say?
Swan Captain.
Swan Captain, Captain Swan, same thing. Anyways, I hate them with a violent passion because I cannot see those two getting together. Ever.
I would like my Hook. Would you like another attachment?
Just like, Hook, shut up. Hook, shut up. I rant a lot.
It's cool.
But anyways, yeah.
So like, you totally ship Red Franken.
Oh, I totally ship Red Doctor. Oh my god.
I don't even know what the ship name for that is.
I think it's like either Frank Wolf or Red Doctor. I ship them so hardcore right now, okay? Because they're so cute together, but like Red was all like, no.
I like the part when like after the commercial, like when she was sniffing the jacket and she's like,
yeah. And then it was all like, I ate my boyfriend.
And then, you know.
What? What?
I tried to screenshot his reaction. I think I did actually.
Awesome.
With the, at the bottom it said, I ate my boyfriend. I'm totally gonna tweet that if you guys are interested. Oh yeah, I'm spamming all you people that have Twitter and are following us.
Yeah. So, yeah, I totally ship Mad Dog, like Red Doctor, Final Passion. And Sebastian Stan should come back to the series.
I think there's only 7 episodes he's gonna be in. He's been in 6 already, okay. And I think the 7th is gonna be the next one.
Oh, dude. And then like we were talking today in class that Sebastian Stan is a great Mad Hatter. Don't get me wrong.
He is. I mean, honestly,
he's the greatest Mad Hatter
in the world.
In the world, he's better than Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp was pretty badass. Darn it! I swore again. And amazing, but I think that he should be Prince Charming so that he could be like in every single episode so I could just like admire him for life.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
The tennis pictures.
Yeah. The tennis pictures. I can tweet some of those.
Oh yeah, you totally should.
All of them? There's like, okay, I'll do them.
No, you should, you don't have to do all of them, but like you can
use all the derp faces. Yeah,
yeah, all
my
the derp
screen.
Faces.
Oh, that's all of them. So one of my home screens is you guys did hear that Jennifer Morris is dating Sebastian Stan, right?
They are?
Yeah.
Fuck! I hate Mad Swan with a violent passion!
Right? I don't know if they broke up or not, though. I saw it on Instagram. I don't really pay attention to this stuff, so...
Swan with a violent passion, they can go die. No offense to all you Mad Swan likers. Personally, my favorite shipping is Rumble. And some others that I'm not gonna mention up in here.
Go ahead.
They're gonna think that I'm weird and a freak and shit.
Yeah, you swore again.
Oops. I'm just saying, they're gonna think that I'm weird for liking all these weird pairings. Okay, I like Hookskin, Mad Hook, or Mad Captain, whichever one.
Mad Captain.
Shut up. Mad Captain Doctor.
Madding? Didn't you say Madding earlier?
Madding! I love Mad and Charming because they had a total Mad Charming moment in that episode where Jefferson's all like, I'm a portal jumper.
You broke my portal. You're out of luck.
And then, like, David, like, grabs him and, like, comes really close. And I'm like, Mad Charming moment. Yeah. As you can see, I pair a lot of, like, gay couples together.
Yeah, I think they would do the gay couple, but I don't know who they would do.
I think they should do a gay couple.
I think they should,
sassy
yeah.
Gay Jefferson.
So, yeah, do you like Red and Snow?
Red and Snow?
Yeah.
Redding?
Redding, yeah.
Together?
I heard that about that one, so.
Together.
No
one.
Cut that out.
I guess, but I hate Swan Queen. Swan Queen can go die in a hole somewhere far, far away. It just pisses me off.
You like Regina now? Season 2?
Sort of. I still hate her with a violent passion, but I have some respect for her now. but I still hate
Emma, Henry, and the two idiots. You're gonna tell them what you did.
Oh, guys, check this out. Check this out.
Okay, if you're gonna show a picture, you know for sure.
No,
right?
I'm gonna read the picture, and you know which picture.
Oh yeah, I know. Hey, you onesers, you guys want to do a pledge?
Ooh, yeah. Hold on, I have to go find the pledge.
Oh God.
It's in here somewhere. Hold on, let me read the other picture first.
Okay.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Snowing, the idiots.
Yep.
Rumbel, crying.
Yep.
Swan Thief, the thieves.
True.
Frank Wolf, monsters.
Yep.
Okay. Now I have to find
the pledge.
Ah, found it. Okay. And this was written by @gold_and_queen_fanfictions on Instagram. You guys should follow them because they made this amazing pledge. The pledge of Once Upon a Time. I pledge allegiance to Once Upon a Time and the amazing ABC Network. And to the fandom for which it stands, one savior, good versus evil, the final battle with love and happy endings to all.
Everyone must have put their hand up to their chest, because if you didn't, you're not a onceer.
Yeah, God. What else?
It counts if you rewind it.
Yeah, it totally counts. So yeah, that's the amazing one. What was I gonna say? Show it.
Wasn't lying.